Okay, if you have your Bibles tonight, the wise men were wise because they knew exactly what to do when they saw Jesus. And we want to learn the same things. Have your Bible tonight. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Now, tonight I want to take just a little bit of time and not really go over something real deep. But I want to give you something as practical as I can make it. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse number 1. Furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, so that means they're saved, know Christ as Savior, and exhort you, beseech us to plead with. There's an urgency, there's a burden, there's a compassion, and exhort is to try to bring you along with them. In other words, just try to get you to do something. Exhort. I beseech and exhort you, brethren, by the Lord Jesus Christ, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk. Now, I just want to speak to you about how you ought to walk this year. And notice, and to please God, so you would abound more and more. I want you this year to make this the year that you please the Lord more than any year you've ever lived. Give Him a gift. It's the day, first day of the new year. You got 365 days still left, including today. I want to encourage you to do what the wise men did and bring the gift to the Lord Jesus. I want you to I'm going to go down this list here of things. I just want to encourage you I've got three S's here. Notice, if you would, the first blank is to set some personal goals. Set some personal goals. Try to make it easy for you tonight. I want to encourage you now keep your mind here. The goal is that you would try to please the Lord, that you would walk right. Now, folks, everybody in this room, is that one of your goals this year? To try to bring a smile to the face of God. Look, this may be our last year. He's going to come and get us. Somebody I was just talking to tonight, and they say, you know, we better do what we're going to do. Maybe He's going to come get us soon. I think we forget that. We go on with our lives and we forget that the Lord Jesus promised, as a thief in the night, I'm coming to get you and take you home. Now, one of these days, if the Lord tarry long enough for us to be alive when He comes back to get us, one of these days, somebody's going to come into this auditorium, if it happens on a Wednesday night, and after the service, maybe we're fellowshipping around, if we just finished praying, and the Lord comes back to get us and blows the trumpet and we're gone. And my suit of clothes will be laying right here. I'm getting a new one. Getting a new body. There'll be clothes just fall. Every place in this auditorium. And somebody's going to come in and say, what happened here? And there's going to be all kinds of explanations. Aliens came. You name it. There's going to be all kinds of things. And somebody may come in and say, well, this is a church. I wonder if this is what they were talking about. The return of Christ. The rapture. I wonder if that's really what happened. They left their Bibles. Christians don't leave their Bibles. And if that's the case, wouldn't you like for this to be the best year of your Christian walk? Now, every teenager, every adult, give the gift to the Lord Jesus of your best this year. Set some goals. Now, take your Bible and turn, if you would, to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. And notice, if you would, here, Philippians 3:13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. I don't consider myself as to have accomplished what I need to, or caught up to the goals that I have. But this one thing I do. One thing I do. I've got a goal. I've got some goals set up. Forgetting those things which are behind. Maybe that's your goal. I'm going to forget some past failures this year. This past year. Folks, look. You got a brand new year. If you write a check, how many of you have ever written a check and you wrote it for the past year because you're just in the habit. Raise your hand. Okay? Almost happens to all of us. Okay? That year is gone. So all the sins, they're in the past. As far as the east is from the west, the Lord has removed our transgressions from us. And He's buried it in the depths of the sea. As a thick cloud, He's blotted it out. All I want to encourage you today is maybe that's your goal, is to get over a failure of last year. Maybe, if you'll notice here, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Maybe one of your goals is to be more faithful for church attendance. Well, I tell you, that's a great gift to give to the Lord. You'll grow if you're more faithful to the Lord's house. All I'm trying to encourage you today is set some personal goals, some things you want to do. Now, wait a minute, to please Him. Your goal is not to, I want to accomplish some goals. I want some self-improvement. No, I want to do something that I know would honor the Lord, that would bring a smile to His face. What goal could you set tonight? One of them, maybe it's church attendance. I don't want to miss one service this year. I'm going to pray that I'm healthy. At the end of the year, I always love it when we're at the end of the year, we have award ceremony. We come in here at the award ceremony, and there's a class of 15, 16 kids, and one of them gets an award, and it's called the 100% attendance award. You know, from year to year, I would say, I'm going to get that. But then I get up one morning and I say, oh, I don't feel too good. And I say, you know, but if I skip today, I mean, if I don't go today, you know, I can miss that 100%. You have to push yourself sometimes to be faithful. You know, sometimes you have to just do duty. How many of you love to make your bed? Okay. How many of us don't like to make our beds? Okay, let me see your hands. Okay? All right. So, if you make your bed, now, if you go to my house, my basement, my bed is made. It's always made. Every time it's made, I don't like to do it. It is not on my list of favorite things to do. But, when Susan went to heaven, I said, you know, I'm going to always keep it like she kept it. I'm going to make sure the house is clean. So, I try to vacuum and I hate vacuuming. Oh, I'm going to get that vacuum. And then I don't dust. I just blow. That's all I want to worry about. Just forget it. Okay? She would come in and get that. Hey, honey, would you wipe that up there for me? I said, honey, nobody else can see it. You can see that? No, I can't see it. Then don't worry about it. She said, honey, wipe that off. Okay, wipe that off. Dust to float around. I said, wow, it is pretty dusty. Maybe your goal is to, Lord, I'm going to keep a clean heart this year. Every time I sin, I'm going to say, Lord, forgive me quickly. Maybe your first priority, A, is be more faithful in church attendance. Maybe B, it's to be more giving of your time and yourself and encouraging others and handing out tracts. Maybe you say, Neil, I'm going to go to church and I'm going to try to be a positive influence on other people. I'm going to try to be an encourager. That's what I'm going to try to do. I'm going to try to be an encourager when I come to church. Folks, look, Christians are supposed to be encouragers that bring joy to the heart of God. But you've got a purpose to do that. Just like you've got to make up your mind, I'm going to make my bed. Because it won't get done without you. And so I want to be a positive asset to the Lord. So Lord, help me to be cheerful. Lord, help me to be an encourager. Give your time to help somebody else. Don't just look at yourself and say, you know, what am I going to get out of it? Don't let your heart be selfish. Let your heart be giving. What can you give? Notice number three, be more knowledgeable by reading and studying the Bible more. Well, maybe you set a goal this year. I'm going to read my Bible through this year. I'm going to read every word of the Bible this year. Well, if you're a teenager, that's a great goal. Maybe your goal would be to say, look, I'm going to take the book of Proverbs. It has 31 chapters in it. How many of you in here in this room have enough wisdom that's all you need? I mean, you've got more wisdom than you need. You're okay. Anybody here like that? Got plenty of wisdom. Okay. If you lack wisdom, the Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And the book of Proverbs is written to give us wisdom. Read chapter 1, verse 1, 2, and 3, and he says, to give a young man wisdom. So let me encourage you. If you're young or old, it doesn't matter. I read a proverb every day, same one. So this morning, I read number 1, or 31st. You know, you're reading the 31st one, the first one, because you end up with December. And so you're looking at it and say, Lord, I want to keep right on the line here. And so you read the book of Proverbs once a month. Underline it. Notice if you would, memorize Scripture. Purpose in your heart that I'm going to memorize something of Scripture regularly. If you just said, I want to memorize one verse a month, you'd do more than the average Christian does in a year. Now, let me tell you the importance of memorizing Scripture. The Bible says in Psalm 119, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. It'll keep you clean. Because you'll remember what the Lord said about something before you do it, because the Holy Spirit will bring what you read to your mind and you say, oh yeah, I got to remember that. If you want to know the will of God, you've got to know the Scriptures. If you want to know how to do what's right, you want to know the Scriptures. Now, one of the things I'd encourage you to do is take notes in the Scriptures. I mean, can you see my Bible? I don't know if you can zero in on that. But my Bible's got notes all in it. Something the Lord spoke to me about this and that. So I wrote it down in my Bible. And I wrote that down. And I underlined it. And I mean, it's not scribble. Well, maybe you couldn't understand it, but it was real clear to me. And so I'm writing down in these things notes. And because you know what? The next time I read it, I want to remember what I learned. Let me give you a little thought. Clean Bible. Dirty Christian. Dirty Bible, clean Christian. Because you're watching for things here and you say, you know, I got to remember that. Oh, I got to remember that. And so the next time you read it, it jumps out on the page. Yes, your pages look a little dirty. They look a little worn. But if you remember some of the things that are in there, it will protect you from sin. It'll help you walk right. Let one of your goals this year to be, I want to hide some verses in my heart. I think Matt and Michelle is sick tonight. And Annie is here. Good to have her here. But the last two secretaries and what they would do is I would be amazed. You know, they would go on the computer, on the keyboard, they'd hit two keys and the thing would do something. The computer would do something. I don't know what it is. You know, I'm going to skip something or I'm going to underline something and it's a couple of keystrokes. And I said, how did you know that? And said, well, I just learned it. And so it's logged into the memory. Now, I go up there and I'd say, okay, I want to underline this. How do I do that? Well, and what is underlining? Annie, what's underlining? Anybody know what underlining is? How do you underline something? What? Control you. Hey, all of you know that? Everybody knows that but me. But we got to know this book. I mean, to me, it's going to be a sad day if I walk inside heaven and I say, Lord, I didn't know control you, but I knew this. You can control me. Where are the Christians that put the right emphasis on the right things? I'm not saying you shouldn't. Rememorize, control you. You ought to. I'm going to write that down. Not in my Bible. I'll write it down over here. Control you. All I'm trying to say is this. There's some things that are important that make an eternal difference. And we take little things in life and we make priorities out of those, but we miss the things that make an eternal difference. Folks, this book will keep you from sin. It'll make you pleasing to the Lord. This is God's love letter to us. It's His instruction manual. I was hanging some blinds today. And I got this set of blinds out and it had the weirdest looking clips I've ever seen. And I've been hanging vines for years, and I said, what are these things? And it was a really different, and I actually had to, I could not figure out how to make it work. I tried it this way, backwards, that way. I couldn't get it to work. You know what I had to do? I started looking. I don't like to do this. I started looking in the box. Where are the instructions? I got the instruction pulled up. And you know what? It took me that long. Oh, that's the way it goes. If you take the instruction manual for the Christian life, oh, that's what I'm supposed to do. Make that one of your goals. I'm going to read the Bible every day this year. I'm going to read the book of Proverbs every day this year. I'm going to read a psalm every day this year. If nothing else, read one psalm a day. There's 150 of them. Repeat it twice, and you'll have 65 days left, and you'll still have read the psalm twice. Get into a habit. Set some goals. Lord, I want to read the Bible all the way through this year. I want to read the New Testament through this year. What are your spiritual goals this year? Maybe I'd love to get some of you to say, I'm going to have tracts with me all the time, and I'm going to try to pass out one tract a day. 365 of them. I'm going to try to pass out 365 tracts this year. Let me tell you this. If you were to do that, the odds are somebody is going to get saved. If you pass out 365 tracts, somebody's going to look at one and say, what is that? They're going to be having a difficult day. And they're going to get that at just the right time because the Holy Spirit's going to see to it. All of a sudden, they begin to look at it and say, man, that's what I need. Did you know Dr. Jim Lyons? I think the last tally he had was like 17,000 people over his ministry have trusted Christ through tracts. Set a goal. If you set multiple goals in your life, I mean, notice if you would, Philippians. Notice Philippians if you would. Chapter 3, verse 13. Verse 14. I press toward the mark for the prize. The mark is the word scopos. We get our English word scope from it. I'm going to set my eye on something that's a good ways off, but I'm going to bring it in and I'm going to see it. That's going to be my goal. You got to have some spiritual goals. You got a whole year in front of you. Make it count. Notice, see in the outline, be more knowledgeable by reading God's word. One, memorize scripture. Two, take more notes in your Bible. D, be more diligent to keep sin out of your heart. If you have your Bible, keep your finger in Philippians, but turn back to our original passage. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And notice, if you would, look at 1 Thessalonians 5, the next chapter, verse 22. Abstain from all appearance of evil. I'm going to say no to even the look of evil. Let that be your goal, that you can be clean this year. Look if you would, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Look down in verse number 7. 1 Thessalonians 4, 7. For God hath not called us to uncleanness. He's not called us to be dirty, but to holiness, to be pure. Let that be your goal. Notice, if you would, Roman numeral 2, quickly. Strive to make a difference in 2022. 2020, this year, strive to make a difference. A, let your spirit be positive and gracious. Take your Bible and turn to Philippians. Flip it back to chapter 4, verse number 5. I want you to see this verse. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord's at hand. Moderation. Original word, Greek word here is reasonableness or your gentleness. Let your balance, your gentleness be seen by all men. Notice what he said. Let your moderation be known unto all men. Let that be one of your goals. Let your spirit be one without the ups of great joy and the downs of bitterness, or the downs of disappointment, disillusionment. I'm going to let my moderation, I'm going to let my gentleness, my steadiness, my gentleness, my sweetness be consistent. Let that be your goal. Strive for it. Notice in the outline, Roman numeral 2 is strive for it. Now, I want you to take just a minute and look back over, if you would, to Philippians chapter number 3. And notice, if you would, the word, I press. I press toward the mark. Now, to press is to, Dioko's original word is to run to catch. So it's not just running. Now follow with me. How many of you run or ride a bike? Let me see your hand. You run or ride a bike, okay? So when you go out to run or ride a bike, you go out to run, you're jogging around. It's not like you're looking to catch something. You're just trying to get exercise in. You're just trying to get moving and get your heart rate up. Just get good for you. Okay, you're riding a bike. You're not trying to catch something. This word is press toward the mark. Look at that thing and try to catch it. The grandkids have got some rabbits, and then we've got Charity. And it's really fun to watch them get out in the backyard together. You hold Charity, because the rabbits are just hopping around having a big time. And Charity is, she's about having a fit. And so when you drop her on the ground, it's like a shot out of a cannon. She's running, and she's got to focus on that rabbit, and she'll run up that rabbit and stop and look nose to nose at him. And you know, the rabbit will back up. We need to be shot out of a cannon to reach our goals. I've got a focus in mind, and I'm going to be gentle and sweet spirited this year every day. Wow. You can make a difference. Let your moderation be known to all men. Run to catch it. Don't just, if I'm good, I'm good. If I'm not, I'm not. That's not a goal. Notice, if you would, B, I like this one. Work at easy forgiveness. Work to forgive easily. Don't grieve over, grind over it and say, I don't want to forgive them. I mean, they don't deserve forgiveness. That hurt me. I don't like that. Work at easy forgiveness. I want to forgive. I want to send it away. I want to say, forget it. Don't worry about it. It's all right. Work at easy forgiveness. Now, strive for it. Chase it down like it's a rabbit. I got to get it. Notice, if you would, C, strive to be a blessing to others. Strive to be a blessing to somebody else. Do something for them. Don't just look at it, what's in it for you. Hey, if you're in school and somebody's struggling with a particular problem or a particular method of studying, and maybe it's in English or science, and you know how to do it, sit down and say, did you catch that? Can I help you get that? It was hard for me too, but I think I got it figured out. Look, this is what I think it is, and I believe this works. Be a blessing to somebody else. If you're a wife, be a blessing to your husband. Fix his favorite meal. If you're a husband, be a blessing to your wife. Go shopping for her. Get her something. I just want to be a blessing to you. Well, you didn't have to do that. I know, I just want to be a blessing. Folks, let's be a blessing to people at work. Let's be a blessing to people. Notice, if you would, D in the outline. Pray for missionaries and people. look here. In the lobby, go up there and ask Brother Brandon for the list of missionaries. There's 70 or 80 of them. You can get them. I have them beside my nightstand, and I try to pray for them every night. I got two at a time. I take a card out and pray for it and stick it in the back, and I just rotate them every night. You know what? You begin to learn the missionaries. You begin to realize their names. You begin to sort of empathize with them. You begin to pray for them. You come out here and read their prayer letters. Look. Do you realize what Christmas is like in Cambodia? You know what Christmas is like in Uganda? You know what Christmas is like in Egypt? it would be a real help and encouragement. Now, it will take you a little time to go to the mission kiosk back there and type in type the missionary's name in. And so I'm going to send them a note and just say, I'm praying for you at this Christmas. I'm praying for you to have a great new year. And there's some 7,000 miles away. Wow, somebody back in the States is praying for me. Let that be your goal. Folks, if you don't set that goal, you'll never do it. You'll walk by that missions kiosk every service and not one time say, I'm going to be a blessing to a missionary. I'm going to let them know I'm praying for them. They remember it. Sometimes even missionaries need an encouragement. Don't just do the things that you want to do. Give of yourself to be a blessing to somebody else. Let this be the year you do that. Notice E in the outline. Send notes to the missions kiosk. Send an email. You want to send them to send something back? Put your email in there. It's real easy. Now, let me tell you how easy it is. You ready? I went and did it tonight by myself. Didn't blow up the board or nothing. I went in there and just typed it in, sent it off, and it was a blessing. I'm going to do it after church. I think I went in there and try to find a couple more missionaries. And just, I want you to have a great new year. I'm praying for you. I'm going to pray for you this week. And then do it. Could I encourage you to do that? Give of yourself to be a blessing. Now notice, number three, seek His presence. Now, take your Bible and turn to Philippians chapter number 3. And notice verse 10. That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death. You know what I'm saying? I want to know Him. I want to be close to Him. I want to seek His presence. Folks, today, listen. You can get alone and you can talk with the Lord. And say, Lord, I want to know You better. I want to be closer to You. Do you realize? That's the reason He sent His Son to die for us. So that we could have the opportunity to be close to Him. Do you realize when Adam sinned, God kicked him out of the Garden of Eden. And there was no way to get back in. But because God loved them so much, He said, I'll pay for your sin. And He sacrificed an animal's blood and said, I'll pay for your sin. I'm going to send My Son. Read it, Genesis 3:15. I'm basically going to send My Son. And He said that 4,000 years before He came to pay your debt of sin because I want you back. Seek His presence this year. Personally. I mean, married, single, doesn't matter. Seek Him this year. To be close to Him. Talk with Him. Read His Word. Lord, I want to be as close to You as I've ever been in my life. A, desire to put Him first in your priorities. If you'll notice, Matthew chapter 6, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Now, first means He's the priority. Could I urge you to seek His presence first? Now, that means you've got to put other things aside. When the interruptions come, you've got to work your way around them and say, Lord, I'm sorry, I want to just spend time with You. Folks, we've got a new year to draw up close to the Lord, to learn to walk with Him. Let's take advantage of it. Do you realize God has left you here for a reason? It's not just so you can make money and have a good job, or to finish your college education, or to go to work every day. God left you here that you could spend time with Him and you could be close, and He could pour His light through you, and you would shine in this world. Moses, the Bible says, went up on top of Mount Sinai and was with the Lord for 40 days. He gave him the Ten Commandments and two tablets. He came down off the mountain, and they said, Oh, Moses, your face shines. And he says, it does? Yes. He had to put a veil over his face. You want to know why? He'd been in the presence of God for 40 days. Now, I don't know about you, but I want my face countenance to reflect the presence of God. I want my spirit to reflect the presence of God. But you'll never get there if you don't make it a priority in your life. I am not going to be discouraged this year. I'm not going to get down. I'm not going to get bitter this year. I am not going to let sin get into my life this year. I'm going to make it a priority to walk close to the Lord this year. Folks, let's be those kind of Christians this year. Notice, if you would, be in the outline. Determined to pray more. You know, I'm embarrassed. My cell phone. How many of you knew that your cell phone keeps track of how much time you're on it? Have you checked to see how much you're on your cell phone compared to how much we're on our knees? That's embarrassing. I want to pray more in 2020. Now, I'm a preacher, but you know what I am more than that? I'm a child of the God of heaven. And I want to be close to Him. So I want to make a priority to spend more time talking to Him. You can't be close to anybody you don't talk to. Notice, if you would, see in the outline, be diligent to walk with Him in your heart daily. Now, you have to work at it. Say, I want to walk right today. Make it one day at a time. You can turn around and look back when 2021 rolls over and say, I did the thing I asked, set out to do. I tried to walk every day with the Lord. I tried to be close to Him. I made it a priority in my life. I got up in the morning and I said, Lord, I want to be close to You. And I talked to Him. Maybe before I go to bed, I talked to Him. He loves you. That's why He asked us to have a church, so that you could be encouraged with other Christians to walk with Him. Notice, if you would, if you have to be diligent to walk with Him, number one, you have to have the right thoughts are required. Look at Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, and it gives a long list here, and at the very back of it, it says, if there be any praise, think on these things. So, good thinking, right thoughts is required if you're going to walk with the Lord. Look, the Lord doesn't want to walk with somebody that's got dirty thoughts or selfish thoughts. The Lord doesn't want to walk with us if we're telling dirty jokes, if we're mocking people, if we're sarcastic, have a mean spirit, if we're thinking about how to pay somebody back. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Right thoughts are required by Christians if you want to walk in His presence. And then notice, if you would, C2, think more about the Lord and His goodness. Think more about the Lord. Did you know the Bible says, if you have your Bible, turn with me, if you would, to Psalm 119. Psalm 119, the longest psalm in Scripture, Psalm 119. Now, I want you to notice, I'm sorry, I want you to take 139. 139. Gave you the wrong reference. Notice, if you would, verse 17. How precious also are Thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them that You think about me. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Look, he thinks about us. If we're going to walk with him, we've got to think about him. Think about his goodness to you. Think about his love for you. Think about the blessings that he's given to you last year. Folks, think about his goodness to you. And finally, D in the outline, I want you to notice this last thought. Seek his approval in all that you do. I want to encourage you to seek his okay. Before you do something, Lord, is this okay? Now watch, this is what I want you to do. I encourage you to do it. When you've got something that you like to do, you get on your knees and you talk to him and say, Lord, I sure would like to do this thing. Lord, I sure would like to buy this car. Lord, I sure would like to get this degree. Or Lord, I sure would like to have this friend. Or Lord, I sure would like to have this job. But Lord, your will be done. Let him decide. Where are those kind of Christians that are seeking his approval in everything that you do? Folks, because there's a God in heaven and because he loves you and he says you're worth more than all the world, why shall a man give in exchange for his soul? If he should gain the whole world and lose his soul, he's lost everything. So he looks at everybody in this room and says, you're of more value to me than all the gold and all the mines of this world. To me, the God of heaven, you're more important to me. And so, shouldn't we look at him and say, Lord, you're most important to me. Is this okay for me to do? Seek his approval in 2020 of everything that you do. Every major decision, Lord, is this what you want me to do? He will never fail you if you seek his approval. He will guide your every step. Thy word, Psalm 119, 105, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God doesn't want us to stumble. But you've got to use his word. And you've got to seek his approval if you want to follow him. If you want to have his richest blessing. He loves you tonight. Would you set some personal goals? Would you strive to make a difference? Would you run to catch them? Run like your life depended on it. Toward something. Toward those goals. And then, would you seek his presence? Realize it's about him. That I may know him. Don't just do things for him. Learn to know him, his character, his love for you, his compassion for you. Because he does love you tonight. Tonight, seek to know him. Let's bow our heads for a prayer tonight. Very simply, God is looking for servants that seek him. He's looking for wives and husbands. And young people that seek him. We're going to have a word of prayer tonight. Maybe the Lord's touched your heart about something. Set you some goals. The Lord's burdened your heart about maybe somebody at work you'd like to at least witness to. You'd like to give the gospel to. And you're not allowed to witness at work. So, Lord, give me an opportunity. Lord, let me be able to sit down at lunch with him. And, Lord, would you help me to be able to sit down at lunch with her? Well, I've got this goal, Lord. Let me encourage you, set some goals and let one of them to seek him. Lord Jesus, speak to our hearts tonight. In your precious name we pray. Amen.